The company says it considered disclosing the minimum wage and overtime violation when it applied for a tax break last year, but that the application did not ask for it. A spokeswoman from the New Jersey Economic Development Authority says it's still looking into the matter and no decision has been made. But Megan Chambers, a union director with the Laundry Distribution Food Service Joint Board, which has been critical of the tax breaks, says GoPuff should not get tax dollars to expand.
That the state would turn around and give tens of millions to an employer like that. The message sends to workers is, you know, we don't give a darn.
Last year, GoPuff was approved for a $39 million tax break to open a new facility near Rowan University in South Jersey. The company did not respond to a request for comment. At the State House, I'm Joe Hernandez, WBGO News.